Hi everyone, and welcome to the Product Marketing Insider podcast. I'm Lawrence Chapman, and I'm a copywriter here at PMA. I'm continuing my mission to speak with 50 plus PMMs about our route to the role, tips for aspiring product marketers, and a whole lot more. And today, I'm thrilled to be joined by Olivia Michaud, Product Marketing Lead at Treasurit. Olivia helps communities and companies build compelling products by uniting product, marketing, and sales teams. Welcome to the show, Olivia.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And so just to start off with, Olivia, could you just give the listeners a brief insight into your current role at Treasurit, please?
Yes, of course. So I was brought on about 6 months ago as the sole product marketer to help set up the function at Treasurit. So Treasurit is a Hungarian startup that has grown to around sort of 100 plus employees. We're active in the end-to-end encrypted sort of cloud storage, collaboration, and file sharing space. We cater to both business and consumers, but sort of our core business strategy sort of lies on the B2B side. And the co-founders basically recognized the value of PMMs quite a few years ago, I think, but for various reasons, not all I'm aware of, I think, the product marketing function with a strategy, a vision, covering the width and breadth of the discipline had never really taken off. So I've come in and I now sit as part of the product organization, reporting to the co-founder and chief product officer. And in short, I'm responsible for bringing the voice of the product to market and the voice of the market to the product. That's how I like to summarize it.
Oh, no, that sounds great. And what is it that made you want to become a product marketer in the first place?
That's a nice question, actually. So I've always enjoyed liaising with stakeholders, talking to people on different teams. And I also like project managing and strategizing. But crucially as well, I like feeling like I can have an impact on the products that we bring to market. And product marketing does just that. I feel like I'm a little bit of an orchestrator where I can relay sort of crucial market and customer feedback to our product teams. And I help them shape the roadmap and discover new features. But I ensure as well our sales team is equipped with the product and customer knowledge that they need to succeed, but also listening to the feedback that they get from their conversations with customers. And ultimately sort of translating all of that product info into a marketable value proposition that the marketing team and I can work on bringing to customers. So these were all the things that I thought sort of placed me at that center sort of strategic orchestrating position that I was really excited about.
Okay, great. And then how did you originally get into product marketing? And can you talk us through what your initial role looked like as a product marketer to where you are now?
Yeah, and I think like many of your previous guests have said, it's not something that I ever planned. I don't think many of us starting out, you know, in the working world are aware of product marketing. And I actually have a background in journalism. I started my career sort of PR side, like agency side PR. But I've always been curious, eager to learn. So I moved into more of a B2B growth hacking role at Skyscanner. And that allowed me to cover, you know, a much broader range of marketing channels and tactics. And this is where, speaking to some mentors, I became aware of what product marketing is as a discipline. And sure enough, it became clear to me, sort of looking at the B2B organization at Skyscanner, that there was a huge gap waiting to be filled by a PMM. So fast forward some conversations with the manager and a business case to the CMO, I became Skyscanner's first B2B PMM. At the time, actually, there were no B2C PMMs either, but I think there might have previously been. And after that sort of first period, a lot of planning and processes and sort of educating, I was meeting with sales and product leads, explaining to them sort of all the different ways I was going to be able to help them and setting up all different ways of working together. And that was sort of my first few steps in product marketing.
Oh, no, that sounds great. Really exciting initial, you know, first steps into, you know, where you are now, basically. So obviously, you know, it's always been like a, you know, exciting journey, I imagine, for yourself. So can you tell me what your team looks like or your direct team looks like now at the company where you are in terms of direct numbers and roles?
Yeah, so as is often the case, I understand from this podcast and my own network, I'm the sole product marketer at Treasurit for the time being. As part of the product marketing vision and the business plan, there's a plan to grow that team, most likely starting with sales enablement and sort of market industry intelligence roles. I can't say much more at this stage, but I would encourage anyone whose attention I've just caught to keep an eye out on Treasurit's LinkedIn page for any openings in the product marketing team, because we're at a stage where we're ready to make the next step and scale this product marketing team.
Oh no, that sounds really exciting. Definitely, it's nice to see that you know, obviously, product marketing has been introduced as a function at the company, and it's only positive that you know, those initial plans are, you know, flourishing into something bigger. So, you know, the best of luck with that future. So,
cheers.
In terms of your relationship with teams outside of marketing, so say for instance, sales, product, operations, etc. And which departments would you say that you interact with most as a product marketer? And what can product marketers perhaps do to communicate with internal teams to greater effect?
Okay, so at Treasurit, I interact on a daily basis with our product and sales teams, as well as our marketing team. But I also have regular touch points with our customer support team. And I think the key to better sort of communication between those teams is, you've said it, like communication. So setting reoccurring sort of one-to-one meetings with all of your senior stakeholders in these departments is for me a good starting point. And in the craziness that is, you know, our Outlook diaries, I still find it immensely valuable to have that weekly slot with sort of key stakeholders where we can share, receive updates directly, and I can ask questions and ask for clarifications. And it means that I'm aware of everything that's going on sort of early on, and I can feed back in a timely manner. What I would also perhaps say is we're not all co-located, especially these days. So I would recommend also thinking about, I don't want to call them rules, but maybe sort of ideas or best practices for asynchronous communication, because we can't spend all day, every day on Zoom. So how do we communicate and keep each other updated sort of amongst these teams? So at Treasurit, for example, we ask for feedback and input on strategy pieces or content pieces using Confluence pages. We coordinate sort of smaller admin tasks or little questions on Slack. And we track and update each other on more operational tasks using Jira. And that means that we have kind of a constant stream of info to keep us updated.
Okay, great. And I mean, I don't know whether or not you've seen this or not, but I'm going to go in with the shameless plug. But we've just literally released the 2021 State of Product Marketing Report. And within the report itself, we found that, you know, 68% of product marketers are looking to move on to the next stage of their product marketing journey. Product marketing as a function, and it is, you know, more people are entering product marketing, and, you know, less people are, you know, going and, you know, pivoting into a separate area. And it almost makes it a little bit more difficult in that sense for newbies coming into product marketing and to, you know, forge a career as an entry-level product marketer. What would you say the top three skills are that have helped you to get you, like, to where you are today in your career, and, you know, that newbies could potentially apply to their, you know, to their job search?
Another great question. So I think there are loads of transferable skills. I don't think we can really think in product marketing of a set kind of hard skills or soft skills that, well, maybe soft skills, but hard skills that you have to have. It's not like sort of a science field where, you know, if you don't know how to do this thing, like you'll never be able to do this job. So if I have to dilute it a little bit to sort of three maybe things, I think an ability to synthesize and understand complex information and redistribute it in sort of a concise, digestible manner is one thing that has helped me a lot, whether it's, you know, externally in marketing communications or internally talking to stakeholders. That's been something really valuable, and it's been appreciated amongst the people that I work with. And a curiosity, really, an eagerness to keep learning and solving problems with creative solutions. Product marketing will never be the same. Sort of, you know, there are some things that you do in product marketing that are, say, formulaic in their process, but it'll never be the same in content. So you'll always have to be thinking of new ways to go about challenges and to sort of meet your goals. And finally, maybe stakeholder management, or being able to coordinate between different teams on initiatives where there were a lot of different people involved, and a bit like a project manager, keeping the ball rolling forward, all the while sort of managing everyone's expectations. So again, that sort of orchestrator role that I like to refer to. And if I can throw in a sort of a bonus one, I know you said three, I guess, as wide an experience as possible in executing different marketing tactics, or even sort of any kind of sales understanding of sales processes is valuable. I'm not a lifecycle marketer. I'm not an SEO expert, nor am I sort of an events manager. But throughout sort of my early career, I had the opportunity to try different tactics on different channels, and that baseline understanding of marketing as a whole, if there is such a thing, has proven to be super helpful when putting together strategies or launch plans or briefing documents. So I think one skill, or a summary of skills, would be try and get a breadth of understanding, having a baseline understanding of different marketing tactics, of a sales process, without being an expert, but that will set you off on the right foot.
Okay, sounds great. And I noticed, I did, you know, when I was kind of doing a little bit of research before we started the podcast, I, you know, had like a little bit of a snoop on the old LinkedIn profile, and saw that, you know, you've got experience in bringing product sales and marketing together to work cohesively. But what would you say the secret is between bringing the three teams closer together?
So the secret sauce, I'd say making sure that everyone knows what part they play in successfully bringing a product to market and keeping it there. So ownership and responsibility means usually that everyone will understand why they have to work closely and highlight dependencies. I'd say documenting processes is a good way to achieve that. So at Treasured, for example, we have a black on white go-to-market process that details from product discovery right through to sort of post-launch. What do we need to do? When do we need to do it by? And who owns that piece? And we go through it on a bi-weekly basis in a status meeting with sales, support, product, and marketing all present, so that we can chat on the progress that's made. And finally, start conversations early. I think with all three teams, and just involve them together. It can be with team leads. It doesn't have to be the whole organization every single time. But as I see it as the PMM's responsibility to ensure everyone is involved in discussing sort of as needed, that you get the right players together in the room and that you act as the translator. So, you know, what does this product mean to the customer and who is that customer? Why would the customer want to buy it? And if, you know, if the sales team is there, why should the sales team, like, how should they be talking about it and how can they help, how can you help them persuade with some arguments? So there are the things that I try and pay particular attention to.
Okay. And then it sounds very much like, you know, the product marketing function is in, you know, really good hands at Treasury. And, you know, the plans moving forward sound, you know, really exciting. But what would you like to see change within product marketing itself on a broader scale to make it even better?
Product marketing is amazing. Nothing can make it better. No, I mean, I love the fact that even though it's a relatively new function, there's a huge product marketing community and everyone is very keen on sharing sort of learnings, processes, experiences. I love the idea of sort of open source collaboration between peers. But while there are some clear hubs for product marketing hiring, so for example, Berlin, London, Barcelona in Europe, for example, I've realized since joining Treasury that there's scope to craft like product marketing talent in other locations as well. It's hard to find experienced product marketers or any level of product marketers in Budapest, for instance, where Treasury is based. And even in Munich, where I am today, there's a huge B2B sort of high tech industry, but product marketing is only just starting to become a thing. So while B2C product marketing is maybe slightly more widespread, I'd love for many more B2B tech companies to tap into that skill set we can offer.
Okay, that's fantastic. And in terms of, you know, nothing, you know, comes easy to anyone, you know, in any walk of life or any professional capacity. And product marketing isn't like exempt from that. What challenges have you encountered during your product marketing career so far? And how did you overcome them to, you know, almost like excel in your role?
All right. I'm slightly relieved. I thought at the beginning of your question that we were going into a sort of life advice. So I'm glad I'm more to talk about product marketing than I am about life advice.
No, definitely. We're going to stick with we'll stick with product marketing for today, Olivia.
So product marketing is amazing because it's such a wide-ranging sort of function, and it can mean very different things in different companies. That's a curse and a blessing, maybe. It's the beauty of it because you can shape it, shape the role or shape the function depending on the company, size, where it is in sort of its life cycle, its needs. But there's also loads of gray areas that you have to navigate because product marketing doesn't have that clear sort of demarcation line, so to speak. So every time you go into a new PMM role, the question is, who owns sales enablement? Who is responsible for developing personas? And the answer can be slightly different and you have to figure that out and kind of set with stakeholders ways of working. And the key to overcoming that, I think, is just to recognize, and that was hard for me, that you won't be able, unless you have a team of 50 plus product marketers, in which case, like, amazing, I want to hear from you, you won't be able to cover the whole spectrum. You need to figure out what makes sense for the business right now, where you can have the biggest impact, and focus on doing that well. All the while being open to that maybe changing as the company evolves, of course. So that would be sort of for me the biggest challenge I've had to sort of navigate. Where do I set the line? Like, where, what do I do and what do I not do? Because I would want to, you know, have a say on everything, but there's only so many hours of the day.
I know, tell me about it. It's something that Yeah, I can only relate to so well with it. You know, it never seems as though there are enough hours to get what you need sorted. Last but by no means least, Olivia, it's been fantastic talking to you. It's got one more question. If there are any new or aspiring product marketers who are listening to the podcast today, what would your advice be to them to get the most out of their product marketing journey?
Okay. First of all, probably product marketing is a great call, but I'm biased very clearly. So for the real advice, probably reminding yourself to tap into your strengths and to try and shape the role to suit your skill set as much as possible. Focusing on getting to know the customer. This is the first thing that you should do. Really get to know your customers on paper. If you have, user research or a previous PMM has done some persona development work, that's fantastic. But personally too. So speak to them, one-to-one interviews, shadowing a sales colleague, for example. But you need to be the one reminding everyone who you're building for and who you're marketing to. And that's what I see as my responsibility as well. Just always reminding everyone, no, there's a person at the center of this, and this is who that person is, and this is what they care about. And finally, maybe to communicate clearly and early with your stakeholders. And you'll have to, understand their pressures. I would look to understand exactly what they need to do their job well and position yourself sort of where you can add the most value. So, for example, what does the product team need most from you? How it depends on sort of as well how many product managers you work with, but what is it that you can do for them that will help them most? And the same for the sales team. Or what does the marketing team need to communicate your product's value to the target audience, and try and get that to them? Because as we touched on before, you'll have to sort of reduce the scope and concentrate your efforts and not be afraid to really hone in sort of where you can add value and just focus on delivering that.
Olivia, that was absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you've enjoyed what I believe was your first experience on any podcast. So
enjoy it. It was. Thank you so much for having me. It was great fun. And I hope it can be a little insight into product marketing for anyone listening. Really, thank you for your time.
Oh, no. Thank you for joining us. Thank you so much.
For everyone still tuned in, thanks so much for listening, and if you enjoyed the podcast, please help us spread the word to other product marketers. Before we leave you to get on with your day, if you want to get involved, here are a few ways you can. If you're a product marketer and you want to come on the show and speak about your day, a specific topic, or your role in general, that's one option. If you want to flex your podcast hosting skills, being a guest host is another. And finally, if you or your company want to sponsor an episode, there's a third. Thanks again, and have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are.